It's neither here nor there, Polymarchus, I said. If those are the words Thrasymachus is using now, let's take it in that sense. Tell me, Thrasymachus, was that how you wanted to define justice, as what the stronger thinks is good for him, whether it really is good or not? Is that what we should take you to be saying? Certainly not, he said. Do you imagine I regard a person who makes a mistake at the moment when he is making the mistake as stronger? That's certainly what I thought you meant when you agreed that rulers are not infallible, that they sometimes make mistakes. You're always trying to trick people, Socrates, in the way you argue. I mean, if someone makes a mistake in treating the sick, do you call him a doctor by virtue of the actual mistake, or an accountant who makes a mistake at the precise moment when he is making his mistake by virtue of this mistake? No, I think that's just the form of words we use. We say, the doctor made a mistake, the accountant made a mistake, the teacher made a mistake. But the reality, I think, is that none of them, to the extent that he is what we call him, ever makes a mistake. In precise language, since you like speaking precisely, no one who exercises a skill ever makes a mistake. So the ruler, to the extent that he is a ruler, does not make mistakes. And since he does not make mistakes, he does enact what is best for him. And this is what his subject must carry out. So, as I said originally, my definition is that it is just to do what is good for the stronger. Very well, Thrasymachus, I said. So you think I'm a trickster, do you? I certainly do. You think I've been asking the questions I have been asking with the deliberate intention of winning the argument unfairly. I'm quite sure of it. It won't do you any good, though. You can't use unfair arguments without my noticing, and once I notice what you're up to, you don't have the resources to defeat me in open argument. As if I'd even dream of trying. But since we don't want this situation to arise again, could you make one thing clear? When you say it is right for the weaker to do what is good for the stronger, do you mean the ruler and the stronger in normal usage, or in the precise sense you were talking about just now? I mean the ruler in the most precise sense possible. Tell me then, you were talking just now about the doctor in the precise sense. Is he a businessman or a healer of the sick? And make sure it's the true doctor you're talking about. He's a healer of the sick. What about a ship's captain? Is a ship's captain, in the correct sense, a master of sailors or a sailor? A master of sailors. It's not an objection, I take it, that he sails in the ship. Nor is he for that reason to be called a sailor, since the title, ship's captain, does not depend on his sailing, but on his art or skill, and his authority over the sailors. True, he said. And for each of these, is there something which is good for him? Yes. Doesn't the art or skill come into existence for just this reason, to seek out and provide what is good for each person? Yes, it does. For each of these skills, then, is there anything else which is good for it, apart from being as perfect as possible? I don't understand your question. Suppose you asked me if it was enough for the body to be the body, or whether it needed something else. I would reply, it certainly does need something else. That's the reason why the art of medicine has come to be invented, because the body is defective and, therefore, not self-sufficient. So the art of medicine was developed to provide it with the things which were good for it. Do you think I'd be right in giving that answer? Or not? Yes, I think you'd be right. What about medicine itself? Is that defective? Does any art or skill, for that matter, stand in need of some virtue or excellence, in the way that eyes need sight and ears need hearing, and sight and hearing require an art or skill to preside over them, an art or skill which will think about and provide what is good for them? Is there any defect in the actual art or skill itself? Isn't the art or skill itself, in the precise sense, without fault or blemish, if it is correct, so long as it is entirely what it is? And when you answer, use words in the precise sense you were talking about. Is it as I have described, or not? It is as you have described, he said, apparently. In that case, I said, the art of medicine does not think about what is good for the art of medicine, but what is good for the body. Yes, and horsemanship does not think about what is good for horsemanship, but what is good for horses. Nor does any art or skill think about what is good for itself. It has no need to. No, it thinks about what is good for the thing of which it is the art or skill. Apparently. But surely, Thrasymachus, arts and skills control and have power over the objects of which they are the arts and skills. He conceded this, though with great reluctance. In which case, there's no branch or knowledge which thinks about or prescribes what is good for the stronger, but only what is good for the weaker, for what is under its control. He agreed to this too, in the end, though he tried to resist it. And when he did agree, I continued, isn't it a fact that no doctor, to the extent that he is a doctor, thinks about or prescribes what is good for the doctor? No. He thinks about what is good for the patient. After all, it was agreed that a doctor, in the precise sense, is responsible for bodies. He's not a businessman. Isn't that what was agreed? Thrasymachus assented. And that the ship's captain, in the precise sense, was in command of sailors, not a sailor. Yes, that was agreed. So a ship's captain or commander of this type will not think about or prescribe what is good for the ship's captain, but what is good for the sailor, for the person under his command. He agreed, though reluctantly. And so, Thrasymachus, I said, no one in any position of authority, to the extent that he is in authority, thinks about or prescribes what is good for himself, but only what is good for the person or thing under his authority, for whose benefit he himself exercises his art or skill. Everything he says and everything he does is said or done with this person or thing in mind, with a view to what is good and appropriate for the person or thing under his authority.